The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
There is a group of dumb Americans out there. There just are. It sucks, but it's true. But even still, the lies of the Democrats sometimes become so preposterous that the stupid vote sees through the lies regardless, and they stop believing them. Tim Walz this week went on a wild tirade against Republicans, and I think that he was projecting just a little bit. Take a look.
Look, I know, we all know this. I remember a time when Republicans talked about things like freedom, they meant it. They would never turn their back on our allies. But that's not these guys. Trump and Vance, when they talk about freedom, means government should have the freedom to invade every corner of our life. They talk about small government, small enough to be in your bedroom, small enough to be in your exam room, small enough to be in your library, telling you the things that you should make decisions about. So let's be very clear. Where I come from, and where you come from as neighbors, we respect differences. That's your opinion. Look, we're sitting here together, Brewers and Twins fans, Vikings and Packers.
So every single word that Tim Walz just said was a lie. Something that you always know for sure, this is something I've noticed a lot in this election cycle, is that if a Democrat says something about Republicans, chances are they're the ones actually doing it. Every time they're projecting, they're compensating for something. And this is certainly the case with Tim Walz talking about big government, for instance. This is coming from a guy who literally in Minnesota during COVID set up a hotline so that you could tattle on your neighbors if they weren't, you know, quote unquote, following the COVID guidelines, aka wearing a mask, social distancing. You could literally look out in the street, see two of your neighbors having a conversation 4 feet away from each other instead of six, and you could go to that hotline and tell on them, which is truly Orwellian crap right there from Tim Walz. Again, the lie too about book banning from Democrats is so tiring. If book banning means banning porn from kids' libraries, then sure, I love book banning. I mean, that's literally what they're talking about. If book banning means not allowing certain books in states, then of course I'm not for book banning. And by the way, no one's doing that. It's never happened. No Republicans ever said that. And so that lie specifically is just really frustrating because it's just so overt. But Tim Walz at the end there says something that's really interesting, which is that he respects everyone's differences. And sure, I believe that because he calls all of his political opponents fascists and Nazis. That definitely sounds like someone who, you know, respects differences. Tim Walz doesn't respect the differences between being a man and a woman. So, you know, considering he's openly talked about gender theory and children. So obviously he doesn't respect the differences between, you know, Republicans and Democrats. It's one of the things Democrats, they do it time and time again. They get up, they tell you why Republicans are evil, no good, you should never vote for them. And then they say, but we respect everyone's differences. No, you don't. You just said that MAGA was like the threat to democracy. If that's really true, if you really believe that, then no, you shouldn't respect their differences. You should say that's wrong. Honestly, if anyone out there believes, truly believes, and then none of the Democrats elites actually believe this, if you truly believe that someone is a threat to democracy, no, you shouldn't respect their differences because they're evil. And so, but none of them actually believe that. That is the problem. Fortunately, though, unless you're a left-wing stooge, what Tim Walz just said, it was clearly a lie, and everyone could pretty much see through it. There's a small percentage, you know, that are really far left, but he's so overt about the lies that I think the stupid vote even is looking at that, and they're just thinking, like, you're projecting, dude. This isn't even something that Republicans are doing. Really quick, guys, before I want to show you the next clip, I've talked about it on my show before, but I'm very passionate about fitness. That's why I've partnered with Alpha Progression. Alpha Progression is a fitness app that I love. It's a game changer for my workouts. It actually integrates with the Apple Fitness app. So if you have an Apple Watch or something, It integrates right into it, which is really nice. Whether you're a beginner or advanced, Alpha Progression helps you plan your workout. So if you already have your workout, you can put it in there and then track your progress so you can continue towards progressive overload, which is really important. If you're a beginner though, and you don't really know what you're doing yet, then you can just simply put your goals in. If you want to lose weight, Alpha Progression will show you exactly what you need to do every day to hit your goal. It's something I really love. It's been a game changer for my workouts. That's why I partnered with them. If you use my link, which is down in the description below, alphaprogression.com/Joshua, you'll get 20% off your first month and 2 weeks free. So go try it. I mean, it has really made a difference for my workouts. So you might as well get 2 weeks free. Again, that's in my, it's in the description below, alphaprogression.com/Joshua. So Kevin O'Leary obviously angered some leftists on CNN when he just simply spoke about facts and how businesses in leftist states really suffer. Take a look at that clip.
And here's the one thing that nobody saw coming. And this is the competition of states. I don't put companies here in New York anymore, or in Massachusetts, or in New Jersey, or in California. Those states are uninvestable. The policy here is insane. The taxes are too high. We put them in Fargo, North Dakota, because 40% of the people work elsewhere, including Boston. So I was, you know, of a bit of a debate with Elizabeth Warren about this, but I say, look, Senator, we've got to move the companies out of your state because you're not investable anymore. You're punishing people if they're successful. You overtax them. You hit them with a super tax. New Jersey, what a mess. New York, uninvestable.
Wait, California. Why is New York uninvestable?
Try and do a project in New York. Try and build a
data. Yeah, I'm asking, Don's point, is it beyond the taxes?
Oh, the regulatory environment is punitive. I had a project in upstate New York behind the grid in Niagara Falls for electricity, a global data center we were building. Eventually, it got so bad with the politicians in the local region and the state policy, we moved it to Norway and all the jobs. Wow. Norway has it now. Thousands of jobs coming out of that. I mean, that's New York. Uninvestable. Sorry, don't shoot the messenger. Just telling you the way it is.
Yeah,
that's it. Uninvestable.
Some pushback from our elected officials in New York on that.
I was just going to say Kathy Hochul.
Yeah.
But I'll debate them any time of the day you want.
We would love to set that up.
Particularly AOC. She's great at killing jobs. She kills jobs by the thousands. You know another New Jersey problem? Where did Amazon take their jobs? They took them away from her. She threatened to sue them if they created jobs. I mean, this is a reality. This is a reality that the business...
There's a little more to it, but let's not relitigate that.
Well, you know, sorry, just telling the truth.
So this is an old clip. It's from a little bit of it's a little bit ago, but I wanted to show it on the show today for two reasons. The first is that it shows how much the media just love defending Democrats. It's like their default. And then number two, this is kind of the evidence that Democrats can't lie their way through everything, because what Kevin O'Leary says there is just kind of, I mean, it's just his lived experience. You can't really fight it. It is astounding, though, how whenever someone is speaking ill of Democrats in a media context, the media just has to fact check and defend and clarify. Like, suddenly they have to do their job, right? They have to be extra careful about the truth and make sure it's told exactly. Okay, fair enough. But when someone is speaking ill of Republicans, it is instantly accepted. There's no clarification. There's no, you can hear in the clip, it's a little more complicated than that. They would never say that if you were saying something about Republicans. They'd just be like, oh yeah, Republicans are evil. Kevin O'Leary, by the way, is no right winger. He's just not. Later in that video, I don't show this part, but he literally goes out and he says that he respects Elizabeth Warren. No right winger has ever said they respect Elizabeth Warren. I don't even want to say that. That shouldn't even cross my lips because she's a socialist and hates America. So Kevin O'Leary is clearly not a right winger. He's just a business guy who has no other motive than to make money and then in turn employ people and create a, you know, good product as well as value for investors. That is his goal. He's not really a political actor, as far as I'm aware. So again, he's not politically motivated in the same way that the media is, or a politician speaking about the economy is, which obviously in these interview settings, they have a lot of those, and that's fine. But this is a different kind of interview. These kinds of witnesses are especially impossible to refute because it's his lived experience. And this is something Democrats do very well, by the way. Anecdotes, a lot of, like, data is really important. It's fine. But in order to win elections, you need anecdotes too. Because at some point, you can look at someone and they say something to you, and this is what they say, this is what happened to me, this is what I'm feeling. And if you look at them and you say, no, you're wrong, you're an a-hole. You just are. It doesn't matter if what they're saying cuts against the data or the average, for instance. It happened. I mean, unless they're lying, It did happen, and that's important. In fact, I actually think anecdotes are more important in winning elections. I'm not saying it's more important when it comes to truth, but just in terms of persuasion, anecdotes are far better than polling or even, you know, stats or anything like that. In the same way as it's impossible to refute what Kevin O'Leary is saying, it's impossible for Democrats to refute, for instance, that you have to pay 25% more at the grocery store today. They'll try to lie about it, and they'll literally gaslight you and say, oh no, life is better today than it was under Trump. But you see it every week when you go to the grocery store. So the lies have no power anymore because they're saying it to you, and you're like, no, but I literally can remember, because it hasn't been that long, inflation went crazy. I can remember 4 years ago, a gallon of milk was $2. I can remember that. And now it's $3.20. So, like, you can tell me it's better, but I know it's not. And, like, eggs have gone up, like, 100%. Like, I know that. It's really tangible in my mind because it happened in the last 4 years. This wasn't over the course of 20, 30 years. And these anecdotes are what Republicans need to push to remind everyone of the disastrous policies that Democrats have been pushing for decades now, because what Democrats will do is they'll pull these kind of falsified stats and these stretched stats, and they'll say, look how good the economy is. And over time, unfortunately, again, I really hate to say this, but there's a huge group in America that are the stupid vote. And over time, when enough stats is put out there, they start to say that the economy is actually doing well. For instance, if you look at the approval under Kamala Harris, and who basically, if you put up Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, and you ask them, and you ask people, who is better equipped to handle the economy, what you're seeing right now is that the numbers are going more in favor of Kamala Harris. They're still better for Trump, but they're getting more and more for Kamala Harris, which is truly astounding because the economy has never gotten better under Kamala Harris. It just never has. It's literally, inflation is compounding. So what they did is irreparable. It's going to be there forever. And yet people still somehow believe that Kamala Harris is doing good things. The reason why is because they're putting stat after stat after stat up on the screen, and the media, of course, are not actually scrutinizing it like they would for, say, a stat for Donald Trump. And so again, the antidote to that, the thing that people can do in order to combat that, is the anecdotes. Just simply saying, go to the grocery store today. I promise you that the eggs will be at least 30% more expensive than they were in 2020. And you know who that's fault is? It's Biden and Kamala Harris. And then you explain why. That is by far the most palatable, is by far the most persuasive. If Donald Trump does that in the debate on Tuesday, I definitely predict he will win with flying colors between that and Kamala Harris's word salad. But of course, you know, speaking to the original clip that I played with Kevin O'Leary, not all of us are business owners, but we hear what he's saying. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I don't really want to go to New York if the businesses are all leaving and losing jobs. It's impossible to dispute that. The media tried, but the lies, they get right. Anecdotes cut right through them. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.